So today is the disappearance day of Sri Rasikananda Prabhu, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and His Holiness Tamakrishna Goswami Maharaj. So we'll read first about Rasikananda Prabhu. Sri Rasikananda Prabhu. Sri Rasikananda Prabhu, Rasika Murari, appeared as the son of a king. He became a perfect sage, Gaudiya Vaishnav scholar, and the most beloved disciple of Sri Shyamananda Prabhu. On Shyamananda Prabhu's order, Rasikananda became the head pujari and served his guru's deity of Govindaji with total dedication. His attentive, loving service increased Govindaji's beauty and pleasure. Rasika Murari enchanted the devotees with his unprecedented deity service. After firmly establishing Govindaji's worship, he accepted Shyamananda's order to preach. He traveled widely for 40 years, influencing everyone with the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rasikananda delivered everyone, from pious royal families to Muslims, outcasts, agnostics, atheists, and even wild animals. One time, some mad elephants attacked Rasikananda. Calmly, he chanted, "Gauranga, Gauranga, Krishna, Krishna," while sprinkling water on the rampaging beasts. The elephants immediately stopped charging, humbly bowed their heads, raised their trunks, and bellowed, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." At the time of leaving his body, Rasikananda began a powerful kirtan. Then he left this world by entering into the Kshir Chor Gopinath deity in Ramuna, Orissa. Devastated in separation, his disciples dropped their mridangas, kartals, and their bodies. The Pushpa Samadhis of all these pure devotees stand near the temple. Rasikananda Prabhu's Pushpa Samadhi stands next to Shyamananda Prabhu's near the temple of Radha Shyamasundar. Sri Jagannath Das Babaji. Siddha Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj lived for 144 years. He took Diksha from Sri Madhusudan Das Babaji and did bhajan for many years at Suryakund in Vrindavan. Thakur Bhaktivinod received valuable instructions on pure devotional service from Jagannath Das Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji's practice was to live 6 months in Navadvip Dham and 6 in Vrajamandala. "During this time," said Thakur Bhaktivinod, "Sri Jagannath Babaji was the most advanced Rasik Vaishnav in Gaura and Rajamandalas and Purushottama Kshetra, Jagannath Puri." Bhaktivinod Thakur gave him the title Sarvabhauma, the chief of the Vaishnavas. At 125 years old, his body appeared bent like a semicircle. His eyelids hung over his eyes like heavy stage curtains. Standing on either side, two disciples would lift his droopy eyelids so he could offer tulsi manjaris to his deity of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Since Jagannath Das Babaji could barely walk, Bihari, his Rajavasi servant, used to carry him on his shoulders. But whenever there was a Nama Sankirtan, Jagannath Das Babaji would bolt out of his basket and leap 4 feet into the air. In great ecstasy, he would begin to sing and dance. He performed vigorous bhajan despite physical limitations. He was fond of chanting loudly in both japa and kirtan. During kirtan, he would sing, Nitai kinama enchire, kinama enechire, kinama ditechire. O Lord Nityananda, what a wonderful name you have brought. O Nitai, what a wonderful name you have given. After chanting almost the whole night, the next morning he would offer 1,108 dandavats to the deities. He was always enthusiastic to serve the Vaishnavas. He lived as an ascetic, following a strict diet and the yearly Chaturmasya, 4-month fast. The first month, he ate only 4 bananas in the evening. The second month, only guavas. The third month, only whey. And the fourth month, only boiled banana flowers without salt. Once he begged a roti from a Vrindavan street sweeper. Hearing about this, the leading men of Vrindavan said to Jagannath Das Babaji, Baba, you are the crest jewel of Vraja. It pains us to hear anyone criticizing you. But now everyone is talking against you. They're saying, Baba has gone mad. If he defies the age-old traditions, what will happen to society? Babaji Maharaj replied, You are all learned people. Don't you know the importance of the dust of Vrindavan? It is so surcharged with Krishna's love that even Lord Brahma desires to become a particle of Vraja Raj, the dust of Vrindavan. Therefore, isn't a Vrindavan sweeper who is constantly serving the dust, breathing it, rolling in it, and bathing in it more pure than anyone else? Silence filled the air, indicating everyone's acceptance of Babaji Maharaj's reply. While living in Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Das Babaji showed deep respect toward all residents. Even when some puppies ate from his plate, he didn't protest. Bihari, his servant, became disgusted to see dogs devouring his guru's prasadam, and he drove them away. Jagannath Das Babaji scolded Bihari These puppies are residents of the holy Dham. They are not ordinary living entities. I will not eat until they come back to share the Mahaprasadam from my plate. At the age of 142, he could not see or walk. To confirm his findings, Thakur Bhaktivinoda requested Jagannath Das Babaji to see Lord Chaitanya's appearance place. Intoxicated with Gauranga Prema, Jagannath Das Babaji leapt high in the air and began chanting and dancing at the discovery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Yoga Peet. Quote, out of compassion for all the conditioned souls, Jagannath Das Babaji transferred his power of bhajan, knowledge of the shastras, and prema bhakti directly into the heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. End quote. Jagannath Das Babaji had many disciples. He often gave the following instructions. 1. You must avoid women, men who associate with women, or with a man who in any way associates with a man who associates with a woman. 2. To realize the supreme goal of life, you must repeat Harinam regularly and steadfastly. Steadiness is so important that it must be maintained even at the cost of one's life. 3. Never forget Gaura, who is more merciful and benevolent than Krishna. Krishna is like a just ruler who takes into account your offenses in his administration of justice. Gaura does not take your offenses into account, whereas Krishna is more interested in the dispensation of justice, Gaura is more interested in the distribution of mercy. From this point of view, Gaura Kirtan is more useful than Krishna Kirtan. Gaura Kirtan means Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. 4. Krishna is the avatar of Dwapara Yuga. Gaura is the avatar of Kali Yuga. We should sing the name and glories of the avatar in whose age we live. Just as in a kingdom, we praise the ruling king. Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari, Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. The Sonar Gauranga Temple in Gopal Bhag, Vrindavan, houses Gaur Nitai deities once worshipped in Suryakund by Sri Jagannath Das Babaji. In Krishna Leela, he serves as Rasika Manjari. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai. Sri Rasika Nanda Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai. Hearing the instructions of Jagannath Das Babaji made me think of Srila Prabhupada because Babaji Maharaj's instructions could appear to contradict Srila Prabhupada's instructions and teachings. Now, Srila Prabhupada also said that the chanting of the Panchatattva mantra is many times more powerful or effective than the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. But still, when one disciple asks Srila Prabhupada, well, then shouldn't we chant the Panchatattva mantra more than the Hare Krishna mantra? And Srila Prabhupada replied that example is more important than precept, and that Lord Chaitanya showed the example of chanting Hare Krishna, and therefore because we follow Lord Chaitanya, we chant Hare Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada did emphasize that by chanting the Panchatattva mantra, we get help to chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and therefore in kirtan we chant the Panchatattva mantra first. And Srila Prabhupada also, you know, showed the example in many other ways. I mean, as a preacher, you know, Srila Prabhupada did associate with women and men who are attached to women. So what to speak of men who associate with other men who are attached to women. And therefore, the considerations for a preacher are different than the considerations for a Bhajananandi. And until Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, most of the acharyas in the line did act more like Bhajananandis. But in any case, you know, we have the example of Srila Prabhupada and the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and therefore our appreciation of the previous acharyas and the instructions of the previous acharyas should be applied in our practical devotional service under, you know, Srila Prabhupada's guidance. One interesting example that came up often in discussion was, well, there are two, but they're sort of related. They all come to the same point. But one gentleman complained to Srila Prabhupada that in most of the temples and ashrams in India, the heads of the institutions gave preferential treatment to rich people. They discriminated between rich people and ordinary people. And Srila Prabhupada said, you know, we should not discriminate. You know, Pandita Samadarshana, we should see everyone equally. So then the man said that, you know, I hope in your institution that they don't discriminate and give preferential treatment to rich people. And Srila Prabhupada said that spiritually we don't discriminate, but practically we do, because we're preaching. And a rich man can give a donation to help the preaching, which a poor man can't. And therefore we may give preferential treatment to a rich man. I forget exactly where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the discussion, but again, Prabhupada made the point that we cannot imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because we're preachers, so we have to. Oh, yes, that's right. I think Prabhupada probably said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never even, you know, he wouldn't meet a king, you know, or a rich man. And I said, but we, you know, we're preaching, so we can't imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the same thing about Varnashram Dharma. In Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Ramananda Rai, he rejected Varnashram Dharma. But Srila Prabhupada said that he wanted to introduce Varnashram Dharma. So when perhaps us Rupa Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, how is it that Lord Chaitanya rejected Varnashram Dharma as external, that you want to introduce Varnashram Dharma? And Srila Prabhupada said that something like Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi, he had nothing to do with the world, but we're preaching. And out of compassion for the fallen souls of the world, we want to introduce Varnashram Dharma so they can take to the practices of Krishna consciousness more easily. So, that's why I think devotees have to be careful when they read some example or some instruction from some previous acharya. And sometimes, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that we accept, you know, the teachings and examples of Lord Chaitanya and the previous acharyas as they've been, you know, given to us by Srila Prabhupada, because he's, because we're his followers. He's made presented the teachings and practices in the way that he wants his followers in this kind to follow. And it doesn't mean that someone else's approach is wrong as such, because Srila Prabhupada also said every Vaishnava has his own realization of Krishna consciousness. But specifically as followers of Srila Prabhupada in ISKCON, we do follow, you know, the way of presenting Krishna consciousness and the way of practicing Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada. Any questions or comments? And then we may just read a little more. There's some mention here in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's biography. After 3 years in Naral, Srila Bhaktivinoda, we call him Kedinath Dutta at this time. Anyway, after 3 years in Naral, he went on a pilgrimage for 3 years to Allahabad, Ayodhya, Benares, Vrindavan, and other places. In Vrindavan, he met Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was considered the leader of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Babaji Maharaj became his religious guide and helped him with his missionary work. Later, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a dream in which Sriman Mahaprabhu commanded him to render service to Navadvipa, the birthplace of the Lord, which had fallen into obscurity. Soon thereafter, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was transferred to Krishnanagar as subdivisional magistrate. He went there with great joy, hoping to find the place where his beloved Sriman Mahaprabhu had been born. While in Puri, he had obtained Narahari Chakravarti's Bhakti Ratnakar and a book by Paramananda Das, which greatly aided his archaeological investigation. After much effort, he succeeded in finding the birthplace of Sriman Mahaprabhu. With the help of the scriptures and his own research, conducted by asking the local people about the history of the surrounding place, he was able to ascertain the very birth site of Sriman Mahaprabhu. He also got help from government surveyors and engineers and consulted government maps. His findings were supported by the most revered Vaishnav devotee at the time, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. When Tripurari Prabhu, the student at UCSB, returned from his pilgrimage to Mayapur in Vrindavan, we asked him to share his realizations or experiences with us. He said the most significant experience he had came at Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's temple and samadhi in Navadvipa. He went there with Rasananda Swami, maybe some other devotees, and when he got there, the local devotees were doing kirtan in the temple, and they very warmly welcomed Rasananda Swami and the others, and they joined. Perhaps there was a reading also taking place. But at the very end, he noticed that there was a room in the back. The very elderly Babaji there, and that all of the other devotees were offering their respects to him. So Rasananda Swami and Tripurari Prabhu also went back to pay their respects to him. And Rasananda Swami asked that, you know, we're born in the West, we have so many bad habits, is there any chance that we can reach the perfection of life? And how? And the Babaji replied, through pure chanting of the holy name. But I think what affected Tripurari Prabhu the most, of course the instruction was perfect, but what affected Tripurari most was he felt that the Babaji himself had attained pure love of Godhead, and that his realization was tangible, palpable. And he said in the academy they always read, you know, scholars and philosophers who believe that one's spiritual experiences are actually just one's mental experiences. They have no reality outside of one's own mind. And Tripurari Prabhu said he felt that, you know, he had, you know, just a very deep and real experience by the grace of the Babaji there, that it's real. That the holy name of Krishna is Krishna himself, and that one can actually realize Krishna when one chants the pure name. And he said it completely it completely altered his consciousness. He felt he had like living proof that that the philosophy is not just theoretical, or you know, the devotee's experiences are not just induced by their conditioned expectations, but that one can actually, you know, achieve the perfection of Krishna consciousness and have direct realization of Krishna. So we can see the power of the line of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, not just as it has passed through Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his followers, but even, you know, in the line of his own followers who have continued his service. So we certainly owe him a great debt of gratitude, not just for what he gave Bhaktivinoda Thakur and with what is coming to us through disciplic succession, through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada and others, but even from his samadhi, place of his samadhi and his followers there. One lady devotee told me that at the time, I mean, she's from the West, and at the time she was preoccupied with thoughts of marriage, proposals for marriage. So she went to the same temple, Jagannath Das Babaji, Navadvipa, and somehow you know, maybe she, I don't know if she went with the big parikrama party or just was so friends, but she got the like very strong realization there that from him, she felt from him that that getting a husband is not the most important thing. Devotional service to Krishna is most important. So people who go there, you know, get there, get mercy from Shiva Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in different ways. Hare Krishna. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Rasikananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Itai Gaur Premanandi. So we have some special Mahaprasad from...
That's right. You know, I mean... Srila Prabhupada's main point is that Kali Yuga is so disturbed that without Varnashram Dharma, people can be so disturbed that they can't even practice Krishna consciousness peacefully. And I believe Bhaktivinoda Thakur made the same point that if one follows Varnashram Dharma according to one's own position, he'll be more peaceful, and then when he's more peaceful, he can chant the holy name better. And that was then. What to speak of now, conditions are so chaotic and the atmosphere is so polluted. Very hard. I mean, even devotees who've lived in temples, when they leave the temple and have to live in the world and work, you know, they become so disturbed, they struggle to do the things that they used to do as a daily routine in the temple. So I hear, you know, I can appreciate the need for Varnashram Dharma more. In other words, just like a stable and congenial social situation, an economic situation that enable people to, you know, be peaceful enough and feel secure enough that they can practice Krishna consciousness without being so disturbed. Yeah, that's true. That's that. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur did. Emphasize the importance of Varnashram Dharma for devotees. And as you say, he passed on the same instruction to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.